Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
And Maxi Sports brought to you by the John Schuster Group, Coldwell Banker Real Estate. You may have heard the Hurricanes wild game postponed last night, the ninth game postponed because of this crazy virus this season. Maxi, what do you know about COVID, not just NHL, but across the board?
Well, it is what it is. Every day you see the reports. They're very good, these leagues, about, because they've had a year, because they've got so much experience in it now, unfortunately. Yeah. They're very good about the way they go about their business. The testing, I've mentioned this before, I get tested every week at the Vikings in a trailer. It's the same place that if you're not vaccinated and you're Kirk Cousins or Adam Thielen, you get tested every day. Every day you go sit in there and it takes a half hour rapid results to get it back. So they are all over this thing. And because of that, they're able to thwart or at least decrease the potential. For example, the Minnesota Wild yesterday, this is going to be a good game, Carolina and the Wild. This is two of the best teams in the NHL.
Yep.
And they're able to get after this in the morning so that the Carolina Hurricanes aren't in the same proximity as the Minnesota Wild, and so you reduce the chances of any outbreak with the Wild, which you're now trying to avoid because they would have been a victim of that. So they're really good at that. And while you hear cases popping up and all those, I would say that the major league teams have done an outstanding job of reducing what could be potential real problems because they're on top of it early and they're not afraid to call off games, and that's the key.
Maxi, forgive me, I've lost track here, but now with Omicron, which apparently is more transmissible, what is the status for fans in the stands, whether it's a Wild game, a Vikings game, a Gophers game? Masks aren't required, are they?
No, now you're talking about the irony of it all. Now you're talking about a different topic. Masks are not required. They're suggested. Target Center suggested, but not required. And a lot of people don't wear masks at Target Center to watch the Timberwolves play. Now, keep in mind that a whole lot of people are vaccinated now and probably feel comfortable in that setting. But there are no masks are simply suggested. They're not mandated. And they're allowing fans, i.e. ticket sales, to go on. The night before the
i.e. ticket sales.
Okay. Yeah, two nights ago, they had the All-Star Wrestling, the WWE, at the XL Energy Center. Now, I have no idea, with a big crowd and everything else. I have no idea because, I'm not medically versed in this. if the next day the Wild are coming to practice, the Carolina's coming to practice, I have no idea if anything can be left behind in terms of, you know, a virus or anything like that. But they certainly are, you know, are being, you know, I'm not saying they're being stupid about it, but they're pretty aggressive right now in trying to bring events back.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I have the freedom.
Hey, can I ask you a quick question? I don't know if this has ever been seen before or done before. If there was a tornado with all this snow on the ground, what would that look like? I mean, would it just be a white blur? I can't imagine visually what that would look like.
Do you remember the Care 11 tornado, the one that the chopper
pilot? In the summer, you mean, yep.
In the summer,
with Max,
that was July.
Pilot, yep.
That was 86. The sun was shining on it, and so it gave it a ghostly white appearance. It would look like a white tornado.
But with all that snow, would that just get kicked up into, I mean, would it just be that much bigger because the snow would just take flight or what?
You know, we're sort of in uncharted waters.
I guess I'm asking questions that nobody's seen before, right?
I don't know. I mean, the snow is wet, heavy, slushy. There's been some melting, but if you have a tornado with winds of 150 miles an hour, yeah, it's going to loft some of that wet, slushy snow into the air, and it wouldn't look like a dirty tornado. It wouldn't be black or brown. It might, in fact, be at least gray. I don't know.
Yeah, I just wondered if the circumference of it would get that much bigger, because I've been thinking about that, going, well, nobody, I've never seen that. I have no idea what would happen. I didn't know if that would make it worse or the swath would look bigger because of it, because all the snow would pick up into it. I didn't know.
Yeah, somebody said, well, Paul, these would be highly localized blizzards. Yeah, they'd be super blizzards. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, the weather is getting weirder and weirder with each passing year, and I'm just along for the ride. I am a bewildered spectator, Maxie, trying to do the best I can to set expectations. But, yeah, we've never seen severe thunderstorm warnings in December, much less tornado warnings. So uncharted ground. We'll hope for the best. Everybody stay safe and keep it tuned right here for updates throughout the day. Maxie, we'll catch you next hour. Thank you, my friend.
You got it. Thanks.
More ruminations and your texts about anything. But again, we're talking about the weather, so feel free to drop us a text if a weather question, a concern, a rant. 651-461-9226. We'll be right back.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.